want to apologize for everybody for being late. I guess the old Friday the 13th jinx. I told Lil that I just plain forgot it was Friday. I've got two things here that are some interest. The first was an executive order yesterday, wasn't it? A proclamation, which subjects the following additional materials to license requirements for export from the U.S. Equipment used for the production of aviation motor fuel and tetraethyl lead, or any plans or specifications useful in the design, construction, or operation of such equipment, or in connection with such processes. Plans, specifications, descriptive, or technical information of any kind setting forth the design or construction of aircraft or aircraft engines. And these items are in addition to the products themselves. And Steve's got a copy of it for you. In other words, that's merely an attempt to tighten up on the processing of certain gasoline, keep it from going out except under a license. The other item is a message that's going up in 50 minutes that you mark for release until it's delivered either to the House or the Senate. And I can tell you about it now. I got a copy of it. Steve will have plenty of copies for you. It's for the information of the Congress, that the National Defense Advisory Commission on September 6th unanimously agreed to and adopted general principles governing the letting of national defense contracts. On August 31st, the Commission also unanimously adopted the Statement of Labor Requirements as a guide for contractors who have received national defense orders from the government. I consider these two documents to be of such importance to justify sending them to the members of the Senate and the House as a matter of information. The values of these policies and principles of government, of industry, agriculture, labor, and the country, sectionally and as a whole, will be seen at once. And then goes on and describes the general principles governing the letting of defense contracts. Third, speed of delivery. That means three things. I'm just summarizing to go along. First, order should be placed in such a manner as to ensure the most efficient use of each particular facility from the point of view of the whole program. B, that proper consideration be given to contributory industries such as machine tool industry to avoid creating bottlenecks. And C, that once delivery dates are fixed, assurance be given that they'll be met by the supplier. And number two, the proper quality, not quantity alone, but quality, is of prime importance. Necessary to determine first whether the supplier can meet the quality requirements as specified. There should be a willingness on the part of both the Army and Navy on the one hand and the supplier on the other to adjust the specifications on a cooperative basis in order that such specifications may come as near as possible to meeting commercial standards while at the same time fulfilling military requirements. Third, price, while not the sole consideration, is of outstanding significance, and every effort must be made to secure a fair price. That takes recognition of the determination of the proper cost factors. Fourth, the impact of the defense program on the consumers of the country. That relates to A, due regard necessity of protecting civilian needs, morale, B, proper health and housing conditions among the employees, C, consideration of possible off-season production. So to dovetail military program into the production of civilian requirements, I think probably the easiest illustration on that is the garment industry. And as you know, the garment industry in the country has roughly two slack periods in the course of each year. And in making garments for the Army or the Navy, we're trying to dovetail the orders in so that they can be, in part at least, filled in those slack seasons of the normal garment industry. That means less dislocation of the industry than if we tried to put up completely new plants for it. Fifth, adequate consideration must be given to labor. That means compliance with the principles of the statement of August 31st. 6, undue geographic concentration of orders should be avoided. In other words, that gives a geographic spread. Such decentralizations relate to factors of military strategy as well as avoiding congestion that will slow down production. 7, the financial responsibility of the supplier to be examined. Ability to post a bond doesn't necessarily dispose of the problem. Our bill should exist the supplier be able to continue in business long enough to complete the contract. Ability to finance himself through private sources should take preference over the necessity of government aid. 8, the avoidance of congestion of transportation facilities. 9, due consideration to the adequacy of power facilities. 10, general preference to firms having experience with so-called educational orders, which, as you know, we've been letting for about a year and a half. 11, the moral responsibility of the supplier is important and in some respects fundamental. Evidence of honest and sincere desire to cooperate with the Army and Navy in producing what's called for on time without profiteering. To assume some risks himself rather than attempting to shift all the risks to the government. Bench correct statement, capacity and experience. Supplier's general standing and reputation among reputable businessmen is distinct from his financial rating, is one index of such qualifications. 12, commission recognizes competitive bidding is the better procedure in certain types of industry and circumstances. When you can't get it, you have to do something else. Recommends the use of a negotiated contract when necessary in order that the objectives be obtained in making purchases. Then that is based on the labor policy that was passed the previous resolution on, which is very important. They've had that, haven't they, Steve?
Yes,
you've had that, but it's very well worth reading again because it carries certain desires, objectives, relating to all that we are work that is worth carrying again. You'll refer to it because it's part of the whole scheme. And that's being sent to Congress today so to keep Congress in touch with what's going on.
So, we've got point one in there, general enough to take care of priorities.
Yeah.
One of the reasons for the point one on priorities. Now, on your other, the, as to the licensing.
Yeah.
That's part of the Department of Justice plan on keeping patents in this country. I mean, not have international cartels.
Good patents, designs, formulas, and so forth and so on.
I mean, the interchange of patents and foreign patents, that'll stop that.
That's, yes, but that's only an incident.